Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. Friends, we only have a few weekends left. Wow, what a year. Hey, did you have fun? You know, we took the show and pushed it, you know, still in the same direction, talking about housing and everything related to housing, and certainly as it relates to us here in the Flathead and even beyond. I did have a couple of guests from outside of our beautiful county and beautiful area. However, we put it together, we wrapped them up into like series, right? So for those of you who are just new fans, if you want to go to kjjr.com, you can actually go back in time and check out some of our former series. And you can learn, for example, about realtor safety, and you can learn about how to best position your home, or the technology. Recently, we had a series on technology that you can include in your home to help, you know, advocate it for sale, or to advocate safety while you're at home, and all kinds of things. I think we started the year actually with the women in the industry, because just a little recap here. I believe the National Association of Realtors had found that 64% of the real estate professionals are female, meaning, you know, they're the clear majority, and rightfully so. So we had some fantastic conversations with some of our leading ladies in here in the Flathead. So I've just been floored. It's been a phenomenal show. The charity, the contribution, the connections, the technology, everything that we've discussed has been exhilarating. I am working on a cool little surprise right here at the end of the year, though, so stay tuned, all right? So you're going to have to keep listening each and every weekend here on KJJR. So KJJR.com to check out those podcasts. So I want to thank my great sponsors for letting me make this possible. Brian Murphy, Nika Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So speaking of homes, speaking of that dwelling and how, you know, the responsibility, let's say you bought a home this year. Let's say you bought a home, let's just say even recently, in recent years. Oh, well, now you've got the job of taking care of it, right? I actually had a good friend of mine tell me, you know what, that's why I like renting, because then I don't have those responsibilities. And I said, you know what, there is probably the one argument that you can make that is in favor. Because otherwise, owning your home comes with all kinds of embedded advantages, including, and I'm going to add this as an advantage, becoming the master of the domain, meaning the one who is, you're now the groundskeeper. You are the maintenance repair person, right? So let's talk about that though. We are now rapidly into the winter season. And do you realize that it is upon you, it is definitely responsible to winterize your home? Yes, not just for boats and RVs. You need to winterize your home. And I have a couple of tips here, 10 actual tips on best practice measures for you to winterize your home. Now, here's the good news. You can do many of these still. So if you haven't done some of this stuff, get to doing it, because the colder weather is on its way, and that's when it's going to matter most, okay? So tip number one, this one actually kind of caught me by surprise, because I'll admit, I tend to overlook these items on my home regularly. And I then, when I tend to notice them when there's a problem. Check your gutters. Yeah, check your gutters. You know what? The article here says, you know, you can prevent ice dams by cleaning out your gutters, installing gutter guards if feasible, and making sure the attic floor is permanently properly insulated. The attic itself should be well ventilated and about 10 degrees warmer than outside. Check your gutters. So here's another thing I'm going to add, though. For those of you with shingles, as in the roof, not the terrible disease, right? For those of you who have what's called composite shingle roofing, if you get up and take a look at your gutters, and hopefully they're free of debris, which would be great. However, if you start to see particle, like little asphalt particle, that could be an indicator that your shingles are nearing their lifespan, the end of their lifespan, or, you know, maybe even halfway. However, that's a good way to start to, I suppose I should rephrase that or clarify. If you see a large amount, because some of that material is going to come off with weather, of course. However, if you start to see considerable piles of that debris, then you might want to have a roofer come take a look at your roof and help you out. Tip number two, and winterizing your home, protect the pipes. Protect against frozen pipes by installing those that could be susceptible to freezing. With severe temperature drops, keep a stream of water running in new faucets to guard against freezing and bursting. So for those of you who are going to be leaving your home for an extended period of time, it may not be a bad idea to crack that tap just a little bit so that the water is moving, because moving water has a harder time freezing than obviously water sitting still. Do you know that that is actually one of the leading causes of serious damage done to homes, is homes that are vacant and aren't adequately winterized? And then what happens is the pipe water line will freeze, burst, and then suddenly, you know, you come back a couple of months later to a really big problem, a really big mess. And that's incredibly tragic. So protect those pipes. Seal the cracks. Use some caulk and caulk around the holes and the openings to prevent cold air from seeping in. This will actually help with your utility bill. Aha. Install weather stripping and seals around openings such as windows, doors, air conditioners, and mail chutes. All right. So we're getting close to our break here. So I gotta jump in on these things here. Stop the slips. Number four, stop the slips. Keep driveways and sidewalks clear of ice and snow and repair any issues with steps and handrails. This is a safety thing, really, friends, okay? Number five, install an emergency release. Consider installing an emergency pressure release valve in your plumbing system. This will protect against increased pressure caused by freezing pipes that could prevent them from bursting. Aha, so this is like a fail-safe, right? So you may have thought you adequately protected your pipes. However, having the emergency release will help also as a second measure of assistance in making sure those pipes don't burst. So, hey, friends, I got to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. When I come back, I've got the remaining remaining seven tips on how you can winterize your home. And many of these, it's not too late to do now. My name's Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. We'll be right back.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. Each and every weekend, we have awesome content about home ownership, about acquiring home ownership, about education, inspiration, and information around housing in our area. And appropriately so, this weekend, I'm sharing with you 10 tips on how to winterize your home. Protect your asset? I think I can. That's still PG. So, hey, we're having fun over here at the Flathead Home Show, KJJR.com. You can go back in time and check out some of our past shows, some of the former series, listen to some great content. And, of course, I'm looking forward to a fantastic next year. We've only got a few more weeks, friends. Are you ready for it? Well, what you must be ready for is the winter. And one of the ways that I'm encouraging you to be prepared for is winterize your home, okay? Yes, it's not just for, you know, RVs and campers and ATVs and boats and lawnmowers. It's your home as well. And we shared the top five tips on how to protect your home during the winter, winterize your home. And I'm going to repeat that first one because that's the one that I tend to overlook the most. And I'm saying it for me right now, okay? So that I go home and check my gutters. Yes, check your gutters. Prevent the ice dams by keeping those gutters clear. Okay, tip number six, though, on this list of 10. For those of you just joining, you have to check out the podcast when it's uploaded at kjjr.com. Check out the previous five. Number six, though, keep it cozy. Set your thermostat for at least 65 degrees and make sure your house or apartment is well insulated. Keep it cozy. One of the tips earlier was seal the cracks, and that would be an assistant to keeping it cozy. Do you know what I did recently, though? It's somewhat inspired by our former series on technology in your home. I installed a smart thermostat, and I did this because my wife and I like to travel quite a bit, and when we do, it's really nice to be able to access the phone, pull up an app, and change the temperature of my home right there from my phone should we leave and forget to adjust the thermostat. You can actually also schedule it so that it kind of goes up and down when according or when needed to. And many of those thermostats actually say, you know what, they're going to pay for themselves in X number of months or years simply by giving you the ability to control your temperature in an economical way. So that might be something worth considering, friends, is just jumping in on a smart thermostat so that you can not only keep it cozy, you can put more money in your pocket or keep more money in your pocket. How about that? So have the heating checked. Okay, aha, this might be a future guest opportunity. I learned this after buying my first home. Did you know that if you have a home that is powered by Northwestern Energy, obviously gas supply, they will do a free home audit energy check? Well, I already said for free, so it's a little bit redundant. However, just for the third time and emphasis, it's free. Yeah, call up Northwestern Energy or visit their website and get that home audit energy check. You have to have something powered by natural gas for your home check to be eligible. However, I found it to be very valuable because it showed me, they literally were able to show me, you know, where I could probably use a little bit more insulation or what the effective or efficiency rate of my furnace is. So yeah, check that out too. So yeah, similar to this tip number 7, have your heating checked. Yeah, give the gas company a call and have them come by. Furnaces, boilers, and chimneys should be serviced at least once a year to clear any buildup and keep them running efficiently. Can I add, change your filter as well? Please, change your filter. All right, so number 8, test your detectors. Residential fires are more common in the winter, so it's important that that all of your smoke detectors work. Check them monthly and replace batteries as needed. You should also consider installing a carbon monoxide detector, especially if you've got gas appliances, to avoid inadvertently trapping this toxic gas in your home. So there's a safety thing for you. Not just winterizing, that's a safety feature, safety tip. Okay. Number 9, clear the yard. Keep the trees trimmed and remove dead branches and debris from your yard. Ice and snow and wind can weaken trees and cause branches to fall and potentially damage your home, car, or even yourself and others. Just a few weeks ago, I live in a pretty windy area, and just a few weeks ago, I was up on my roof trimming the tree that happens to be scraping the shingles on my house. For what reason? To keep my shingles in good shape and also keep my gutters clear for the reasons that we've been discussing already, right? And so finally, number 10. How's the hose? That's kind of a funny statement. How's the hose? Remove all attached garden hoses. This is actually a good reminder because we tend to, you know, if you're like me, you kind of overlook the gutter because it's not really, you know, it's out of sight, out of mind. Well, the hose kind of gets that way too, right? It's just out of sight, out of mind. No, please remove all attached garden hoses, drain them and store them away. Shut off the valves and insulate the faucet. You can go to any hardware store and get those like cone looking devices that sit right on top of your faucet. Some of you might actually have water shutoff valves for the outside faucets. If you just bought your home, maybe the home inspector found that for you or discuss that with your realtor if they are aware of that as well. However, it's really a good idea to have those shutoff valves so that you can avoid bursting those water faucets on the outside of your home. And there you have it, 10 friendly tips that you can even do right now in the weather that we have to winterize your home. Friends, it's been a fantastic year. We've got a couple of more weekends left. What are your thoughts? I want to hear you. Find the Flathead Home Show on Facebook and chime in on the discussion. And of course, KJJR.com for all of our former shows. My name is Justin Mecha. Friends, it's been a wonderful year, a beautiful year, and I'm looking forward to more. This is the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. And as always, hey, Flathead, welcome home.